USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The alleged Pentagon leaker will remain in custody as he awaits trial. Federal judge in Massachusetts ordered National Air Guardsman Jack Fischer to be held in custody without bail. Prosecutors argued Fischer is a flight risk, while defense attorneys had asked that their client be released and allowed to stay at his father's home. Negotiations over raising the debt ceiling are on hold.
The U.S. Senate is going ahead with its scheduled recess next week. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that he'll call senators back within 24 hours' notice if they need to take a vote on a debt ceiling deal if one comes to the chamber. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has not been noted expressing any pushback on the plan. Congress must pass a debt ceiling increase by the first week of June, or risk a national default.
NFL legend, civil rights activist, and actor Jim Brown has died. His wife made the announcement on social media. The Hall of Famer retired after 9 years playing with the Cleveland Browns in the 50s and 60s. A construction company owner in Arizona is facing charges and worldwide backlash after he was seen slapping a female worker. The viral TikTok video shows Brent Hospelhorn, owner of Scottsdale-based BPH Construction, going on a verbal tirade, then striking the worker at a Phoenix job site.
Get the f*** out of my building right now!
Hospelhorn berates the employee over a scratched cabinet. The worker stood her ground. Phoenix police have charged Hospelhorn with assault. Chick-fil-A's first restaurant is closing this weekend. The Atlanta location in the food court of Greenbrier Mall is serving its last food on Saturday. The store was the first Chick-fil-A-specific restaurant. It opened in 1967. Back then, chicken sandwiches sold for 59 cents. An Atlanta diner called the Dwarf Grill, where the first Chick-fil-A sandwiches were sold, opened 20 years ago. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Texas has sent more illegal immigrants who have been processed and released by the Border Patrol. Yesterday, a busload of asylum seekers was dropped off in Denver. The Mile High City now joins other sanctuary cities like Washington, D.C., New York City, Chicago, and Philly. There's a new vaccine for infants that fights RSV.
In a unanimous vote Thursday, the panel agreed the vaccine efficacy data was sufficient. RSV, which is a respiratory infection that causes cold-like symptoms, is common in young children. The single-dose shot would be given to expectant mothers late in their pregnancy and would trigger the development of antibodies that are passed on to the fetus. It would then provide protection for about the first 6 months of a baby's life. A decision to fully approve the shot now falls on the FDA, which is slated to make a final decision in August. I'm Skip Kelly.
Author Salman Rushdie is making his first public appearance since he was attacked last year. Speaking at the annual Pan America Gala in New York last night, Rushdie said he felt great and was happy to be amongst writers. The author was attacked last August while speaking at a conference, sustained several injuries. The Florida Panthers are taking an early lead in the NHL Eastern Conference Final. Matthew Tkachuk scored with just over 12 seconds remaining in the fourth overtime to lift the Panthers to a 3-2 victory over the Carolina Hurricanes in Game 1 from Raleigh. He'll do it again Saturday night. Dave Collins, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.